Tav Tzadi Vav Seif Gimel. So the Beis Yosef quotes the Or Chaim. This is a very, very heavy sif that one can spend a very, very long time on. We're going to work on it today and Bezrat Hashem tomorrow, and hope we will cover as much as possible. So we know that aside from Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael, we don't keep Yontif Sheni Shagolius, and in Chutz La'aretz, they do keep Yontif Sheni Shagolius. What happens when you go from one place to the other? What happens when you come to learn in Eretz Yisrael for a year or two or three? What happens when you go to Chutz La'aretz for Pesach to visit the family? How does that work? So Beis Yosef brings down the Or Chos Chaim over here. Bnei Eretz Yisrael Shabo L'Chutz La'aretz. Ben Eretz Yisrael, he goes to visit family in Chutz La'aretz. Asurim lasas malacha b'yantiv sheni b'yishuv afilu daito lachso. He's going just for yantiv. He's planning on coming back. He's not allowed to do malacha on yantiv sheni in chutz laretz in the yishuv when he's in a Jewish community. The kozman shelo higi. Now we're going to discuss. So this is just the beginning of the introduction. This is what the Beis Yosef brings down. Even though we'll soon see, we'll go through a bunch of gemaras where the Beis Yosef, for whatever reason, doesn't bring down the gemaras. The kozman shelo higi liyishuv, as long as he didn't reach the Jewish community, afilu ein daito lachzor. Even if he's planning on moving, he's moving to Chutz La'aretz. The day he picks to move to Chutz La'aretz is Yontif Sheni Shagolius, and he didn't yet get to the Jewish community. Ein daito lachzor. He's not planning on going back to Eretz Yisrael. Mutter, he doesn't have to keep Yontif Sheni. Shadayin lahuk balios kemosan. He didn't yet get to the Jewish community, so he's not yet considered a ben Chutz La'aretz. He's not considered in Chutz La'aretz, it sounds like, according to this, until he gets to the Jewish community in Chutz La'aretz. Aval, im higi el yishuv, if he gets to the Jewish community in Chutz La'aretz, the ein daito lachzor, and he's moving, he's not planning on coming back. He spent his 5, 3, 5, 10 years in Mir, now he's going back to Chutz La'aretz. Ein daito lachzor to Eretz Yisrael, nase kemoson, when he gets to the Jewish community, he becomes a ben Chutz La'aretz. And then it's aser for him to do malacha. He's a ben chutz la'aretz. He can't do malacha on Yontif Sheni. Bein b'midbar, bein b'yishuv, whether he's in the community or he's out of the community. He's a ben chutz la'aretz. Now, the rest of the Or Chos Chaim over there in the Beis Yosef, I didn't understand. And then in the footnote in the tour, they quoted like three different girsaos within the Or Chos Chaim. It's like a very big balagan exactly what the girsa should be. So I will stop here. Then the Beis Yosef concludes that this is learned out from the story with Rami Bar Tamri in Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Omer Aleph. Rami Bar Tamri. Okay, now before we get to Rami Bar Tamri, we have to take a look at a Gemara in Psachim on Daf Nun Omer Aleph. So the Psachim Nun Omer Aleph is the beginning of the fourth parak of Psachim. Daf Yomi just started Psachim. And this perek makom shenagu, and the Mishnah says makom shenagu lasas malacha be'erev Pesach ad chatzos osim. Erev Pesach afternoon is the zman korban Pesach. It's like a yontif. It's like has dinim of like basically like chalamoy. The question is, what about erev Pesach in the morning? So the Mishnah tells us it depends on the minig makom. Where the minig is not to do work, you shouldn't do work. Where the minig is to do work, then you can do work. Then the Mishnah says, "Haholech mi makom she'osin l'makom she'enosin." If you live in a place where they do work on erev Pesach in the morning, and you go for Pesach, you go early, and now you end up erev Pesach in the morning in a place where they don't work, or the opposite, you're in a place where they don't work, and you're going to visit a place where they do work on erev Pesach in the morning. So what do I do? Do I do the minig from where I am right now, or do I do the minig from where I've come? Says the Mishnah, Noisin alav chumrei makom sheyatza misham v'chumrei makom shehalach l'sham. We put upon him the stringencies, the chumras of each place, of the place he's left, and the place where he is right now. And then the Gemara says, or the Mishnah says, Va'al yeshana adam mipnei amachlokes. Don't do differently from the place in which you're located, because it's going to cause machlokes. If you start to do things differently, this is the minig in this community, and you're doing things differently, it's al yishana adam mipnei hamachlokes. Now, the Gemara, this Mishnah doesn't, there's something missing. It doesn't really fit. It seems to be a stira minei ubei. Says the Gemara, asks like this. You told me you want to give me the chumras of both places. So, it makes sense. Bishlama haholech lemakum she'ein. I go from a place where they do work, and now I go to a place where they're not working. So we put on me the play, the chumras of the new place. No work today, Thaler. Erev, Pesach, morning, the minigas, we don't work. Fine. And v'al yishanev ne'amachlekes. And don't do your own minig. We give you the chumras of where you've landed. And don't do differently ne'amachlekes. Don't work. That fits. But the second part doesn't fit. Let's say I come from a place where they don't work. And now I'm going to a place where they do work. So if you tell me I have to have the chumras of both, it means the chumra is I come from a place where we don't work, so I'm not allowed to work. But then the next line of the Mishnah says, don't do differently than the place you are, which means I should work. I shouldn't do differently than everybody else. So there's a stira, there seems to be a stira minei obey in the Mishnah. This is the Gemara's Kasha, on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. So Abaye says in Achinami, this last line of Al Yishana of the Ne'amachlekes only fits with the Reisha. It only fits when you're going from a place where you do work to a place where you don't work. But it doesn't fit in the opposite case. Rava says, no, it fits in the opposite case also. Now, we're dealing with a specific Mishnah. In this specific Mishnah, the issue at hand is work. Okay? So Rava says, even if you come from a place where you don't work, and you're going to a place where they do work, we give you the chumras of both. The chumras are, don't work, because you came from a place where you don't work. Vayishana adam ne'amachlekes, he says, come up with lani ika bashuka. Plenty of people not working. Call corona, call whatever you want, give whatever excuse you're retired, your vacation days, unemployed, whatever excuse you want, you're not working. So Rava manages, now I don't know if that's not necessarily going to fit into every scenario of minagamakom. It fits into the scenario of minagamakom, which is dealing with work. Then the Gemara, over there also in Psachim, Amar le Rav Safra, the Rav Abba, Kigon Anan diyad ina bekviya diyarcha. We who know when the real Rosh Chodesh is and when the real Day of Yom Tov is. But Yishuv, when we go to a Jewish community, lo avidna, we're not going to do work. V'neishinu machlekes. We don't want to cause machlekes. But midbar mai, but what if we go to chutzlatz, but we're in the midbar, we don't go into the Jewish community? There he says it's mutter. So here there's a big machlekes Rashi Tosis, which is a big machlekes aposkim. Rashi says, b'yishuv lo avidna malacha b'yantiv sheni. In Lashon HaRashi, lo eshne le'enehem es haminag. I am not, as a ben Eretz Yisrael, I am not going to go do malacha in chutzlatz in front of people who are watching. Sounds like, according to Rashi, it's only in public. But if I want to work, I want to do malach in private, then I can do malach in private. It's only in Isser, Menei Machlekes, in public. Tosis over there says, Afilu Bitzina, it's Usser. Afilu Daito Lachzo, you're Ben Eretz Yisrael, 100% Ben Eretz Yisrael, says Tosis, Delo Efsha La Malacha Bitzina, K'mo Shad Dvarim. There are things you can do b'tzina, but malacha is more of a public thing. Lo efshem malacha b'tzina, k'mo Shad Dvarim. So the machlok is Rashi Tosis, a ben Eretz Yisrael, he goes to Chutz Laretz, so for sure he can't do malacha in public. That's for sure. Can he do malacha in private? Rashi says yes. Tosis says no. The Taz brings the Mashal, who holds that it's mutter. The Magen Avraham holds that it's Aser. We'll see the Mishnah Brura holds that it's Aser. Now, I forgot to look it up, but in Rav Nevinzal Sefer on Shavuos, which discusses Hilchos Yontif, he brings down, there it says that it's Mutter, and I brought it to him, and I asked him, because this is a famous Machlekes, and the Mishnah Brura is Machmir, and Rav Nevinzal does not so quickly go against the Mishnah Brura, and Rav Nevinzal told me it's a mistake. mistaken the Sefer. The Sefer says they could do malacha ben Eretz Yisrael chutz could do malacha betzina. Rav Nevuzel told me with my own ears, I heard Rav Nevuzel say it's a mistake. A person a ben Eretz Yisrael goes to chutzlatz is not allowed to do malacha afilo betzina. Now the Prima Gadim over here points out, he seems to say, I don't know exactly what he's saying. I'll tell you what he says. First he says malacha betzina is aser. Melacha betzin is aser. Eged or Dilma could be e efsha melacha betzina, meaning there is no such thing as melacha betzina, because melacha is a public thing. Meaning I can't go in my house and turn the light on and off on Yontif and say that I was betzina, because all the neighbors can see the light going on and off. Now I could blame a Shabbos clock, but the melacha, okay, in the olden days they didn't have Shabbos clocks. The be'etzem, the melacha is public. Now, the Matzah Shekel over here on the Magen Avraham says, Ika ka malachas she'efshe betzina. There are a number of malachas that are betzina. He gives an example of tfira and tevia. Weaving and sewing, you're sitting out and you sew, nobody has to know anything. Now, I know a story of someone who went to Chutz La'aretz, and they needed to do chafifa, ein lechatzina gedayla mizu, and they told even to comb your hair, bechadre chadarim, is aser, malacha betzina aser. Now, it could be there are other shitas, but this person who asked the shayla was told that even combing the hair, which is ein lechatzina gedayla mizu, is going to be aser. So the matzah shekel over here, so again, you could say, I don't know if the Prima Gadim is giving us a hakira, I'm not sure exactly what he's saying, but on the way, malacha betzina is aser, or there's no such thing as malacha betzina because it's malacha by definition is public. But the way the matzah shekel says it, and maybe he's quoting the Pri Chadash, or he's agreeing with the Pri Chadash. So, Rov Malachos Nasos Beferhesia. Most Malachos are done publicly, and therefore, Lo Chilku Chachamim, and they didn't make a Chilik. So it's not that you can't do a Malacha Betzina. You can comb your hair Betzina, no one's gonna know, and you could sew, you can weave a sweater, and nobody's going to know. But, Rov Malachos Beferhesia, and therefore, Lo Chilku Chachamim, and Malacha, all Malacha Betzina is aser for a Ben Eretz Yisrael to do in Chutzlatz and Yantiv Sheni. Okay, we didn't get there yet to the Mishabura. I want to do one more Gemara, and then the rest we'll save. I guess we should look that up, but let's do one more Gemara. The Gemara that the Beis Yosef tells us to look at, Rami Bar Tamri. So the Gemara in Chulin, and Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, there were different minhagim when it came to eating the animal's udder, the cow's udder. In Surah, they would not eat the udder. And in Pumbedisa, they would eat the udder. So Rami Bar Tamri was from Pumbedisa. In Pumbedisa, they're udder eaters. But he went to Surah. But Mali Juma Dikipuri, Erev Yom Kippur, he goes to Surah. So everybody's throwing the udder out, because in Surah, they don't eat the udder. They're throwing all the udders out. And this Rami Bar Tamri is collecting all the udders. He collects all the udders, puts them in a big bag. And Afkinu Kuli Amale Kachlinu Shadinu, they threw it outside. Ozal Inu Naktinu Bachlinu. He took it all, he gathered it all together, and he had the most delicious Sudam of Sekes. So Aisua the Rav Chisda, they brought him to Rav Chisda. So what are you doing? This is Surah. We don't eat the Kham. I come from Rabbi Yehuda's town, and Rabbi Yehuda holds this mutter, and in our town we eat it. Don't you hold from the Mishnah and Psachim that you have to take the chumras of both places? So now you're in Surah, and here we're machmir that we don't eat the udder, and therefore you shouldn't be eating the udder. I took it out of town. I went for a walk, and I took it out of town, and I ate it outside the tchum where there were no Jews. I was not part of the Jewish community. I was out of town, and that's where I ate the udders. So that's the Gemara in Chulin, Adaf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. Okay, again, let's go through the Mechaber, and then we'll do it again tomorrow, and there's a lot to talk about over here. The issue has lots of pages. Okay. Tov Tzadivav Sivkimon. B'nei Eretz Yisrael. Shabo L'chutz La'aretz. He's a Ben Eretz Yisrael. He goes to visit family Chutz La'aretz. Asurim Lasas Malacha B'yom Tov Sheni. He's not allowed to do Malacha B'yom Tov Sheni B'yishuv in the Jewish community. Afilu Daito Lachzor, even though he's only going for Yontif, he's coming right back to Eretz Yisrael. He's a full-fledged Ben Eretz Yisrael. He's not allowed to do Malacha in the Yishuv. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes. Asur Masas Malacha, the Noisin Olav Chumrei Makom Shehalach Lisham. We put upon him the Chumras of the place to which he's gone. And the Minig in Chutz La'aretz is no Malacha in Yontif Sheni. Vafila bitzina aser. Mishra Paskins, even bitzina it's gonna be aser. Sharatin oishibes, achroinim, the low kitaz. The taz is mako, the mogin avram is machmir. From the sharatin sounds like there are many achroinim that are machmir, and the psak of the mishabura is that it is aser. The last line of the Mishnah says, if he did malacha, we're not going to put him in nidui. This is the what we learned yesterday about the severity of somebody violating Yontif Sheni. That's for a person living a chutz la'aretz who violates Yontif Sheni is deserving of nidui, of excommunication, but not somebody who came who's in a ben eretz yisrael. Continues the Mechaber, because much lo higi li yishuv, as long as he didn't get to the Jewish community, afilu ein daito lachzor mutter, even if he's moving to Chutz La'aretz, but he ends up, that's what they say. Now, I don't know how this works with JFK, but I've heard many people get a psak that they could fly into, wherever the Chutz La'aretz, on Yontif Sheni, but they can't leave the airport. They have to stay in the airport because they're not yet in the Jewish community. They're not in the Yishuv, and they could stay there in the Midbar, and they can even do Malacha over there. It's not Yontif Sheni. Now, JFK, I would assume, is it within the Tchum of Far Rockaway, I would guess. Far Rockaway, five towns. I'm not sure. I also don't know how it works nowadays, where you have all sorts of chilonim. Like, I guess you don't have to worry about them. I don't know, but many people have gotten upset that they can fly into the airport because it's not considered to be in the yishuv, and therefore they don't have to keep Yontif Sheni. And here the Mechaber says, even if you're moving to Chutz La'aretz, the people I know, they're not moving to Chutz La'aretz. They're going for Yontif. They're going post Yontif, whatever. They're going for a simcha. Right after Yontif. But here the Mechaber says, even Ein Daito Lachzor is going to be Mutter, because he doesn't have the status of Ben Chutz La'aretz until he gets to the community. Lefi Sha'adayi Lo Hukba Lios Kibosan. Like we saw in the Orchaz Chaim. Aval Megiya Li Yishu. But if he got to the Jewish community, and Ein Daito Lachzor, he's not planning on returning to Eretz Yisrael, Nase Kibosan, he becomes a Ben Chutz La'aretz. Va'aser, then it's aser for him to do malacha on Yontif Sheni. He has to keep full-fledged Yontif Sheni. Bein b'midbar, bein b'yishuv. Not going to help him to go outside of the Jewish community like Rami Bar Tamri to go eat his chal. That's not going to help him. Here he moved. He's a full, and that, it would not have helped Rami Bar Tamri either if he was moving to Surah. I guess he was visiting. He was visiting Surah. The kol chutz l'tchum, when you are chutz l'tchum, einos in olav chumei makom shaholach l'sham, because he's not considered to be in the makom, I guess. Okay, we'll discuss more of this tomorrow. So this is the part one of Tov Tzadi Vav Seif Gimel.